UNHCR says some 340,000 Ethiopian refugees are sheltering in South Sudan. The refugees, most of whom are from the Anuak ethnic group, arrived in South Sudan before the country seceded from Sudan. 2,200 Ethiopian refugees live in the Gorom refugee camp, located 21 kilometers southwest of Juba. Its population is spread across 11 villages. 40-year-old Ajela Ojulu Omot fled her home in Jurwada of Gambela, Ethiopia, with her children 9 years ago and has lived at the Gorom refugee camp ever since. Omot says she longs to return to Ethiopia and wants the UNHCR to repatriate her.
I choose to go back home because I'm tired of staying here. I have 5 children and I'm the one raising these children alone. I don't have a husband, so I prefer actually to go back home to take these children to my relatives and even the relatives of my husband. I'm tired of staying here.
Ariette Ojulu Obang says she fled to South Sudan with her 8-year-old daughter. 11 years ago from Gambela, her daughter, now 19, is married. Obang says she is exhausted and lonely and longs to return home.
I came with my husband, but when we reached a place called Pachola, my husband died and I became a widow and there was no one to take care of me. I became lonely. Today, it came to my mind that I should at least go back home because I have relatives there who can help me, so I want to go back.
Obang says she also wants to go home because she is HIV positive and worries about her health.
As I am staying here, I am more vulnerable. No one is helping me. No one is working for me. It's me alone. I have HIV, so who will support me? So it will be better if I go back home. If anything happens, let it happen when I am in my home.
Cham Okelo Omuho says he came to South Sudan 18 years ago in 2004. The father of 5 says he dreads the possibility of dying in a refugee camp.
I choose to go back home because you can see my age right now. I'm 85 years old, and even doing any work, it's very hard. You can see the way I am now currently. I'm not even afford to do anything.
The 45-year-old Omot Deng Olara fled Itega of Ethiopia's Gambela region in 2003. When he was 18 years and arrived in Pochala, Omot married, but his wife died while giving birth to their first child. He moved with his child to Lologo, where he remarried, but says that wife eventually left him. Like most refugees, Oriro says he tries to make ends meet and relies almost exclusively on humanitarian aid to survive. He says insufficient food ratio are one of the reasons he wants to return home.
I'm really happy to go back home because I know that I have not lost all my relatives. The food that we are receiving does not sustain me. That's one thing that is pushing me back home. I want to go back home and dig for myself.
Alion Abebe, the UNHCR Assistant Representative for Refugee Protection in Juba, acknowledges that a number of refugees have asked to be repatriated. He says UNHCR will conduct another survey to establish the exact number of refugees who want to go home, but wants the process of repatriation depends on whether refugees will be safe to venture back to their homeland.
In Ethiopia, situations have changed. Ethiopia finds itself in conflict situations. And so we have, as UNHCR, a global position on return. What does it mean for people to return in areas which are experiencing conflict? Several regional states in Ethiopia are experiencing conflict and violence. So in principle, we want to support organized return and facilitate repatriation when certain conditions of safety and security, peace is maintained.
Abebe says the UNHCR is working with the Commissioner of Refugee Affairs to update the list and determine who is interested in going home. He says the agency will also hold conversation with the governments of Ethiopia and South Sudan about all the refugees who intend to return home. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi in Juba.